All right. Well, again, it's my pleasure to introduce DeMarcus Ware as the newest Bronco. It's a, you know, we are absolutely thrilled to have a player like this, to be able to have the opportunity to have him come play for the Broncos because of the career that he's had, 7-time Pro Bowl and 9-time All-Pro. And we know that in watching on tape how much more football he has in him. So we are extremely excited to have DeMarcus here. And I think also the ability and the leadership qualities that he's going to bring to the defense, the toughness that he's played with throughout his career. So he is going to be able to get after the passer. He told Corey Unland, give him 2.5 seconds. He'll be there in 2.5 seconds. And I don't doubt him when he says that. But it really, truly is an honor to be able to say that DeMarcus Ware is now at Denver Broncos. So with that said, DeMarcus Ware.
First of all, I just want to just thank God and Mr. Jones and Parcells and the Cowboys organization for drafting me, for giving me this opportunity to just enter the league. But for Mr. Jones, for gracefully letting me go out into the market and really choose where my career and where I can finish my career at. And I really want to thank him for that. And I really want to wish my former teammates and coaches and just the Cowboys just good luck on their season. And thank John Elway and Coach Fox and Mr. Bolin and the Broncos organization for this great opportunity. I'm really excited about it. And, I mean, you guys, I'm shaking right now, so just don't know how ecstatic I am about just this opportunity. Just being able to play with, you know, guys like Peyton Manning and Clady and Bebe, and I mean, you can go down the list, Wes Welker, and just the tradition that the Broncos have, just being part of that tradition, it feels really good to be part of that. And I'm going to do everything in my will, bringing that leadership here to this organization. But also, I know it was shortcomings last year with the Super Bowl, and we're not trying to have that happen again. So I'm looking forward to doing everything I can to not let that happen. And I just want to say thank the organization again for this opportunity, and just thank you.
Yeah, DeMarcus. How much, now that it's over, how much did that elbow bother you last year, and how was it? You had surgery. How'd that go?
Like the first two games, it was fine. I think I had like 2 sacks in the first 4 games, and actually I had like 4 sacks in the first 2 games. But then it started getting a little bit worse. It was more like an ulnar nerve, and sort of like when you sort of hit your funny bone every single time. So going against a tackle, it was pretty painful, but I got through the season with it. And but now, you know, I had the surgery. I don't have that feeling anymore. I feel really good about it, and I'm just glad that it's behind me now.
DeMarcus, over here. I know you talked about being able to play with all those players, but why was Denver the right choice for you? With choices out there, why did you pick the Broncos?
I think when you think about sort of where God puts you at, and the opportunity where you sort of have no choice, I felt like for me, being part of an organization that meaning like, okay, you think about the Cowboys, but now what organizations that are out there that tailors that or the same as an organization, I feel like the Broncos were that. And I feel like what they're bringing to the table, what they're doing with this organization and everything, it's a perfect fit for me. Like playing with a guy like Von Miller, they like to rush the passer. Some of the things that they have missing, and that was the main thing, is having pass rush and being able to, you know, hold teams and have, you know, lower points. So, you know, Peyton can do his thing. I feel like so that was perfect for me to come here, and that's why I feel like it was a perfect fit.
In regards to that, you know, the organizational commitment, you're on the plane this morning and Aqib Talib's, you know, in another row. So what goes through your mind when you see him there and also knowing they put a lot in investing in T.J. Ward yesterday and what they're putting forth to try and win now?
I think just their mentality is a now mentality, a mentality of, you know, I'm not looking forward to the next season or the season after that. The time is now. So when I look back there in that back seat and I see Talib, I'm like, you know what, They're trying to get the job done. When I see them signing a guy like Ward, they're trying to get the job done. They're trying to get these lockdown corners so the pass rush up front can really, you know, create havoc out there. So with seeing them that they're doing that, now I feel even more comfortable with even being here, knowing that where they're trying to be and where they're trying to have their defense and what they're trying to mold.
DeMarcus, back over here again. You mentioned Von Miller. What have you seen from him, and are you excited to be able to kind of be a complement to one another, pass, rushing the passer?
And when Von first came in, before he got drafted, I talked to him a little bit. I've been mentoring him, and being able now to have an opportunity to play with him is a whole different thing. I've been in the same locker room with him, being able to teach him some things, and I'm looking forward for that opportunity. And I just think that, you know, it's going to be great.
I've read that you're most of your career 3-4 outside linebacker. This is a 4-3 right defensive end, I take it. Talk about, is that an adjustment, or is the 3-4 outside linebacker basically a right defensive end anyway?
It's the same mentality. You can, to me, I played last year standing up or down, and it was 4-down lineman, or if it's a 3-4. So I feel like it's the same position. You're outside containing for the run, making sure everything goes inside. And you've always been a pass rusher, standing up or down. So you're still doing the same things. You know, scheme-wise, it's a little bit different. But at the end of the day, you're doing the same job.
Hey, DeMarcus. Super Bowl, what did watching the Seahawks say to the football world about the importance of defense on the biggest stage?
When you think about defense, the model always has been defense wins championships. You can see a lot of teams that maybe have a mediocre, you know, offense, but if their defense is really good, you know, they get good field position, they get more turnovers, short field, and they're able to still score points and get the job done and make the playoffs or make the Super Bowl. But now you flip that around, and you can see when, you know, the Giants played, not the Giants, but, you know, Seattle played, you know, the Broncos. You got a guy like Peyton that can score a lot of points and get all that done, but you see how defenses can really create havoc and sort of, you know, stop guys from doing what they do best. So they turn around and say, you know what, we're fishing to beef up our defense. We got our offense. Now let's go and get our defense right because we know we're a contender.
It's only been about 24 hours since you were officially released by the Cowboys. What was that like when you knew that your time with the only organization you played for was coming to an end? And were you prepared for it? And what have these 24 hours been like for you and your agent and your family trying to figure this all out?
It's been pretty difficult. But when you sort of just think about just in general, just all the things that you go through and sort of where you start your career at, sort of got to be ready for change because that's what this league is about. It's about change. You know, it's not for long, right? NFL. So now I got an opportunity, sort of a rebirth of saying now I'm part of this Broncos organization, and let's go out and play.
DeMarcus, I'm just curious, when you got on the plane this morning, did you intend to sign here, or were you coming just for a visit, just to see what they had to say?
Actually, I came here for a visit to see what they had to say. But, you know, one of the more enticing things was looking back behind me and seeing Talib on the plane with him. The crazy thing was I didn't even know who he was because I wouldn't think he would be on the plane. And so we were walking through the airport, and he was like, man, I got to put my clothes on. I got a press conference. I'm looking at him like, I said, who is that? And he was like, hey, man, you know, I'm Talib. I'm looking at him like, oh, man, what's up? You know, we going back and forth. So it felt good. And I said, you know what? I see exactly what they're doing, so that was good.
Was it a circus to play for the Cowboys as it appeared from the outside looking in?
I think, you know, you can never say anything is a circus. I mean, in this league, there's a lot of changes and things going on, and they're a great organization. And, you know, I was proud to be part of the organization.
It's kind of rare to see a playoff team go this big in free agency in the first day, kind of in the history of the league. What's the message to the rest of the league from Denver with what the Broncos have done on defense in these last 24 hours?
I think the thing is we're trying to make a statement that we're a team this year to be reckoned with, and it hurt hard enough playing as well during the season and not being able to finish. And they're saying, you know, we're going to act right now and not let that happen again.